possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app, live in the Kia studios. Welcome to Prep Sports Nation. I am your host, Damian Day-Day Lewis, at the D Lewis for real, at 92.9 The Game for all your social needs of this lovely station, and at PS underscore Nation underscore on the X or Twitter, whatever you want to call that thing. Welcome back. Yes, the 2025-2026 GHSA season is here. It's upon us. We're in the mix. And first episode of the new season. So excited about coming back for another year. As you know, this is your weekly look into the world of high school sports here in the great state of GA. Nationally, if it makes sense, we'll talk about it. But you know, we like to keep things right here in our own backyard, and that's exactly what we'll do tonight. Got a great show, man, lined up for you. We'll head up 85 to Jefferson to check on the Lady Dragons softball team, and then we'll make our way over to Powder Springs, checking in with Coach Kareem Reed of the McEachern Indians football team. Both of these squads off to a great start. Plus, you know, we'll get into the prep roundup with some highlights and accolades, as well as a recap of some of the action I got a chance to get into. So looking forward to bringing you all of that. Before I do, I want to say what's up to my guy, Oren, who's still hanging out, man. Oren, it's like we just left each other, like, not even, like, a few hours ago.
Yeah, still here.
So,
going strong.
Hey, man, listen, man, it's part of the grind. It's what we do, I appreciate you hanging out for a few more minutes, and looking forward to, again, getting into this. So, like I said, man, we're here, man. Football 2 weeks in, going on three as of this Friday. Teams will be, it'll be their third games of the season. A lot of softball and volleyball has already taken place, of course. They play in a lot of tournaments, things of that nature. So records kind of vary. You've got some teams with, you know, up 10, and I'm talking about in volleyball and softball, that is. You've got teams that have played north of 10 games already, some maybe just getting to that 10-game mark. Cross country underway, a lot of time trials taking place right about now, but there have been a few big meets or races already around the area. So, again, man, as you can hear in my voice, very exciting time this time of year when it comes to high school sports, and it's always fun to be able to hop on each and every week and bring you the latest of what's going on. So before we get into the prep roundup, Oren, I know we saw each other earlier, but man, how's everything been going? We don't really get a chance to talk. How's the family? Everybody's going. You got the newest addition. You know, just how's life been, man?
busy. My 2-year-old, he started school a couple weeks ago, and we've transitioned out of not crying every day when we drop him off, which is good.
Nice.
The little one is going to be a hoss. That's the best way I can describe him right now. He is quietly and loudly becoming the giant that he's going to become.
Wow. Well, it's funny you use the word transition, because the transitions are always, it's kind of, you love when they make them, but then sometimes you get a little emotional. So for us, our youngest, the 4-year-old, he's at that transition of getting up on his own and going to the potty in the middle of the night. And he was so proud of himself the other night. And so today I was just like, man, that's awesome he did that. But then it was just like, dang, he's really not a baby anymore.
I look forward to that moment when Franklin is potty trained, but I also know that that's another check off the milestone list to where, all right, we've gone past, you know, babyhood into childhood right now.
Yeah. So I found myself getting slightly emotional when I thought about it. But again, it's what happens, right? It's part of life. So with that being said, let's go ahead and get into this thing, man. Let's do this prep roundup. All right, got a few shout-outs and accolades we'll get into, but again, it's early in the season. These things will start to ramp up as the year progresses. But first, before we do that, got to get into this big story. I actually heard about it last Friday. Oren, I'm not sure if you heard about this one. I know you follow a lot of the high school sports, but Banks County, their football team, after just one game, now, I've heard multiple stories, but basically they made a head coaching change after just one game. Moving on from head coach Todd Winters after their season opener, Winters was hired in the winter of 2024, and in his first tenure there, the team went 2-8 that season. Their opener 2 weeks ago, they lost 42-21 to East Hall. I've been hearing things. I don't like to get into the rumblings unless I know for sure. But basically, they've decided to move on from Winters. Winters, who came over from Holy Innocence, he was there, for 6 seasons. And he'll be replaced by offensive coordinator Mark Hollers. But again, very, very, you know, interesting story. But you don't typically see something like that in high school sports, especially after one game. So good luck to them, man, as they look to progress throughout the rest of the season. But, and I'm sure Coach Winters, he's going to land on his feet because he's done a phenomenal job in places he's been. So, all right, more to the accolades. Shouts out to, and you'll know this name, Oren, Kale Softball's Anna Bardeen. She became the school's, our very own Knox's daughter, became the school's all-time RBI leader, moving to 114 yesterday after she knocked in 3 runs. So congratulations to her. I want to give a shout out to Hebron Christian Football's Devin Caldwell. He was named the Georgia High School Football Daily Player of the Week last week. He rushed for 328 yards, had 4 receptions for 102 yards, and then finished the night with 4 touchdowns in their win over Fellowship Christian. And then Whitewater Volleyball's Riley Vessel, she reached 1,000 career digs. So congratulations. And again, y'all can hit us up on the social media at @PrepSportsNation_ on Instagram, @PS_Nation_ on Twitter. As your student athletes and coaches have these career accolades, feel free to share them, and we will make sure we show some love and shout them out right here on the show. All right, let's look back at the week. First thing I got into last week was a little football action. Whitfield Academy picked up their first win of the season, moving to 1-1 after they defeated Mount Vernon 48-14. And again, moving to 1-1 on the season after the win. Running back Mason Hollingsworth rushed for 275 yards and 5 touchdowns in the win. Up next for them will be Social Circle a week from this Friday. They've already got their bye. They got an early bye. But afterwards, got a chance to catch up with Hollingsworth about his performance and the team's win and, you know, bouncing back after their season opening loss.
We definitely changed the mindset of the game coming in. You know, last week we showed what we could do, and then today we just executed the whole game and played it to our best abilities.
All right, let's talk about the offense. Obviously, you finishing with 5 touchdowns on the night, but in general, those big guys up front, man, I mean, your run game tonight was phenomenal as far as the offense in general. Just talk about how important it was, man, for you guys to be able to establish yourselves in the ground game and get it done.
Yes, sir. Without them, I wouldn't be able to do anything I did today. So shout out to the O-linemen, tight ends, everyone's blocking for me. The whole offense was just a well-oiled machine tonight. We did everything we could. We executed our plays. We practiced every single day, work hard as we can. So to come out here and execute and put on a show for the fans, that means something.
All right, and again, that was Mason Hollingsworth, running back for the Whitfield Academy Wolfpack, after their win over Mount Vernon on Friday. Saturday, got up early and made my way up to Norcross to check out the Wesleyan Wolves hosting the cross-country team hosting a run. It was more of a time trial. In other words, this time of the year, a lot of runners, they're participating in these events more so just to kind of set benchmarks for themselves. And the host Wolves would get wins on the boys and girls 5Ks. Landon Jonas of Wesleyan boys cross-country team, he actually finished 5th in the state championship meet last year for the private 1A through 3A championship, but he won on the boys' side. 17:03.3 was his final time, and got a chance to catch up with him afterwards about, you know, just how it felt getting that run in.
Honestly, man, I'm really happy with this. It wasn't the most ideal conditions out here today. We know we got some rain last night, and it's pretty muddy out here today. Honestly, I feel like I just cruised it. I was really happy with this effort, though, today. Like, I'm looking forward to some of the future races.
All right, I was going to say, and speaking of that, what do you kind of feel like, you know, you want to take away from today's run to kind of get you, like you said, get ready for some of these future races?
Today, it really was just kind of a tune-up for Carrollton Ortho West in 2 weeks. I really wanted to get, like, the legs moving under these hills, get some preparation for that course, because, you know, it's probably just as challenging as our home course here. So I was just looking forward to getting on top of that.
All right, again, that was Landon Jonas, Wesleyan Wolves, the boys cross-country team. And as I said, he finished in a time of 17:03.3. And then his teammate, Wheezy Moore, on the girls' side, she would win the girls in a time of 4. And here's what she had to say about how she felt about her run.
I kind of was doubting myself halfway through, but what really got me through is this is my home course, and I know it best, and I thought that, you know, I should just own it on my home course. But, yeah.
All right, so obviously, what do you take away from today's race? As, again, a lot of races to go this season, things you want to build upon. What'd you kind of take away from today?
Just to not doubt yourself, even when you think you've hit rock bottom, and just listen to all the people that came out to support you, and it will really help you get through the finish line. It means a lot.
And again, that was Wheezy Moore, Wesleyan girls cross country team, in 20:34 her time. And the reason she talked about that was because throughout the run, I want to say around the 1 and 2 mile mark, she was pretty much in the lead, or yeah, about the 1 mile mark and 2 mile mark, she was kind of up there. But then just not much after the 2 mile mark, Lassiter, and I'm drawing a blank on that young lady's name, and I apologize, but runner from Lassiter was well out in front, looked like she probably would take it home, and then lo and behold, on the final stretch coming down, it's Wheezy Moore right back in front, and she goes on and gets the win. So congratulations to the two of them, and as they said, big meet out in Carrollton this coming Saturday for them. Is it this Saturday? Yeah, this Saturday, I believe, for them. So it might be next Saturday, the ortho. I'll double check that and let you know. All right, I did catch up on Monday on some softball with our PSN Spotlight, and you'll hear more about that in the next segment, but caught up with Westminster and St. Pius as they're both looking to get their feet under them and get into a nice little stride in the season. So you'll hear more about that in the next segment, just ahead of hearing from Coach Alan Bailey of Jefferson. And then yesterday, took in a little volleyball action, Holy Innocence hosting both North Cobb Christian and Riverwood. Now, they opened up the night, that Holy Innocence, that is, with a loss to North Cobb Christian, but then they would turn around, bounce back, and pick up the win over Riverwood. With that win, I believe they moved to 7-6 on the season. And a big night, Riley Swain, if you're familiar with Haley Swain, who played at Holy Innocence as well, led them to a state championship. She's now a basketball team. She's now at Stanford. But her little sister, my goodness, man, this little girl was balling out. Got hops for days. Anyway, afterwards, caught up with head coach Catherine Baines about what she's like throughout the first few matches of the season for the Golden Bears.
I think that, you know, it's like you said, it's early on, and we had seven seniors that graduated, so quite a few girls are new this year. And there are not a lot of new roles, a lot of new leadership roles, and a lot of new playing roles. So we're just, you know, still working to kind of find the flow and kind of the drive that works for us as a team. And I think week after week, we're continuing to push to get to that point. So as long as a coach, we continue to see that and see positives and take away positives from matches, losses don't necessarily have to be a loss in that way, but very happy to kind of end the night on a win and just see it all kind of come together in a way.
All right, and again, that was Holy Innocents volleyball head coach Catherine Baines after their win over Riverwood to avoid the double losses at home. So that's going to do it for the prep roundup. Coming up, get into a little softball. We'll head up 85 North and check in with the Jefferson Dragon softball team. Got a nice little softball segment, in fact, coming up on the other side of the break. This is Prep Sports Nation Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app, live in the Kia studios. Welcome to Prep Sports Nation. I am your host, Damian Day-Day Lewis, at the D Lewis for Real at 92.9 The Game for all your social needs of this station and at PS_Nation_ on the X. Welcome into your weekly look into the world of high school sports as we get another season, the 2025-2026 GHSA season underway. Cross country, football, softball, volleyball, all underway. And it's always a good time, especially right now because the weather actually has been, you know, well, football-wise, I will say on the Fridays, it seems like we've been getting rain like crazy. But other than that, you know, it's been temperature wise, you know, it's what do they call it? The false fall going on. So it's been actually some decent weather, but, you know, just fun to just kind of each and every week bring you what's going on in the world of high school sports here in Georgia. You know, because again, we've got phenomenal student athletes and coaches out there doing a great job. And, you know, it also means that college football is among us, too. So don't forget that Sports Radio 92.9 The Game is your home of live college football coverage right here in the ATL. This Saturday, 8 a.m., we get the day started with college football game time. John Freaky, Chris Goforth, Abe Gordon, and Garrett Chapman will set the stage for all the big matchups. And we have a big week one contest all weekend on 92.9 The Game. You got Cincinnati taking on Nebraska. That's Thursday at 8:30. Then you got Texas at Ohio State, Saturday, 11:30. Notre Dame at Miami, Sunday, 7:30. And then North Carolina hosting TCU Monday at 7. So that's all weekend on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Make sure you tune in and get your college football fix. I'll actually be heading to Colorado tomorrow because I'm going to the Georgia Tech Colorado game on Friday. So you all have heard me, if you've tuned into the show before, you've heard me mention my wife ran track and cross country at Georgia Tech. Well, she's from Denver. Her parents went to CU. So when we saw this pop up last year, when they announced this game, and it's so funny because it was a little bit of a like, are we going? We're not going to be able to go. Because they announced the game initially, it was going to be on a Saturday. So we're like, cool, we're there. It's a Saturday. We'll leave Friday, you know, whatever, and get there. Well, then they changed it to being on Friday. So then we were like, oh, great. What if our son makes varsity at his school? Are we going to be able to go? Lo and behold, he makes varsity. And we're like, dang. We can't go to the game because they're going to have a game on Friday night. But then varsity drops their schedule and they get an early bye. And they don't play Friday. So our trip is on. We're out of here. We're headed to Colorado to see Georgia Tech open up the season against Coach Prime and the Colorado Buffaloes. So looking forward to that. But again, we've got all your college football fix each and every Saturday and throughout the week. Whenever there's a big matchup. So just keep it locked right here, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. All right, coming up in just a few minutes, Coach Alan Bailey, Jefferson Dragons softball team. They're off to a phenomenal start at 9-1. But we're going to do kind of a quick softball PSN spotlight in this segment before we get to Coach Bailey. So on Monday, I got a chance to stop by and check in on the Westminster Wildcats and St. Pius Golden Lions. They were actually facing each other, and they were kind of teams that are similar, they were kind of in similar spots going into their matchup on Monday. Now, St. Pius did get the win. It wasn't really about me going there to get, you know, talk about who won and who lost. It was more about just checking in with each coach to see, you know, check the temperature, to say, I guess you would say, as far as how the season's been going through. At the time, it was 7 games for each team, roughly. And so caught up with Westminster head coach Lane McLaughlin and St. Pius head coach Amy McDougal about that. And first, here's Coach McLaughlin of Westminster, because the Wildcats, they actually got off to a really good start. Last year, through 7 games, they were 3-4. This year, through 7 games, they were 4-3. Now, they have hit a little bit of slide since I've seen them on Monday. But nonetheless, here's what Coach McLaughlin had to say about, you know, the season, what she's seeing from her girls, and what's kind of impressed her so far.
We have some good leadership in our seniors, and we have senior pitcher, senior catcher, third baseman, and center fielder, and they've really set the tone. They've been 4-year starters, three of the four have been 4-year starters, so they've kind of waited for this moment, and they've stepped up and led really well. And just the sheer experience that they have and that they pass forward has really set the tone for us.
All right. So what are some of the things you're hoping they build off of from these first few games as you guys look to, you know, make a nice run this season?
I think we always surprise ourselves with how well we can be. And we play really good teams. We play a good competition. I kind of set the schedule up like that, and our region's really good. So just playing to that fullest ability. I think sometimes we forget that we are as good as we are and that we've waited 4 years of, you know, of lots of experience to get here. So I think just like their expectation needs to raise a little bit and know that they can hang with the best teams out there.
All right. And again, that was Coach Lane McLaughlin of the Westminster Wildcats. And those captains she was talking about were McKenna Beckers, Townsend Post, Kate McDonald, and Adelaide Banks. So looking forward to seeing how they can, if they can turn things around. Moving to the other side again, like I said, they were playing St. Pius and got a chance to catch up with Coach McDougal afterwards. And here's the same thing, same question. You know, what are you seeing through these first few games? Because heading into that one, they were around, I want to say, 6-5. And, you know, again, looking to kind of find their stride. Now, since then, they have picked up another win. But here's Coach McDougal.
Mainly, I guess, the younger girls stepping up and then a lot of my older girls playing their role and helping the younger girls fit in and work hard, and they don't give up. So that's the biggest thing, is not giving up and enjoying the journey.
All right, and what are you seeing that's kind of impressed you throughout these first few games as far as how they've been playing?
Pitching has been really well. You know, we're pitching one girl really strong, and then the younger girls coming in, my freshmen coming in, stepping up and challenging the older girls to get better. So that's what I've noticed. That's, I think, helping all the girls all the way around.
All right, and those pitchers she's referencing, senior Maggie Laba, as well as sophomore Laura Lay Messick, and then freshman that she talked about, Emery Harris, as well as seniors Sophia Walker. So good luck to both of these teams, and good luck to everyone, all the teams out there that are doing their thing, including the Jefferson Dragons. Got a chance to catch up with the head coach, Alan Bailey. Here's my conversation with him.
And we'll head out to the WayForward.com hotline, where Coach Bailey joins us now here on Prep Sports Nation on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Coach, first off, thank you for some time out of your day, and congratulations to you and the ladies on the start of another season.
Yes, sir, man. Love to chat with you about what we're doing on the softball field. You know, we've got a great group of girls this year and off to a great start, and just excited to see where this season goes.
All right, and speaking of that great start, despite last night's result, a heck of a start at 9-1 on the season. Man, what's been some of the ingredients that's helped y'all kind of get off to this start?
Yeah, I mean, obviously that's an ideal and dream start for us. You know, being able to start the first few weeks off without a loss, we've been swinging the bats really, really good. We're getting a lot of great production up and down the lineup from a lot of different players, which is really nice to see. Jenna Rapp has been kind of our best hitter so far. She's at the top of our order. She's a junior shortstop. She's a great ball player, and she's been doing really well. But surprisingly, our pitching and our defense has been a really big part to our success so far. Braylon Vandiver has logged a bunch of the innings for us so far as a junior in the circle for us, and has just done a great job, you know, keeping our team in the games and really being a dominant force in the circle for us.
Yeah, and I was going to ask you about that, the significance of your pitching and defense, because to your point, in 8 of your 9 wins, you've only allowed 2 runs or less, and then 6 of those have been shutouts. So I'd imagine you've been very impressed from the girls from that standpoint.
Oh, absolutely, and it's a testament just to our entire team, because you know Braylon's not a strikeout pitcher per se, and she relies on getting contact, and our defense has really balled out behind her, and you know making some really incredible plays, and it's nice to have that when you when the ball goes into play, you know that our defense is going to take care of the ball for us and make the plays when we need to.
All right, spending time here on the WayForward.com hotline here on Prep Sports Nation, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Coach Alan Bailey, head coach of the Jefferson Dragons softball team. All right, let's talk about it. Last night, you guys do suffer your first loss of the season, but what was your message to the girls in regards to making sure they have their minds in the right place in order to bounce back tomorrow when you guys take on Oconee County?
Yeah, you know, it's a long season. You know, we knew that adversity was going to hit us, and, you know, we just, respect Cherokee Bluff. I mean, they're a really good team. They played really well last night, and we didn't play our best game, and that happens. You know, they did what they needed to get the win last night, and you know, there's some things that we got to work on, you know, to get better. But you know, the good thing about this matchup is we see them two more times. We play everybody three game series, so we've got some takeaways that we're gonna, you know, work on ourselves, and you know, we believe that, you know, at the end of it, we're going to come out on top for sure.
All right. And obviously, you don't want to look too far ahead, you know, in the schedule. But, you know, what's going to be key for you all in terms of building off the success you had last season as you all look to, you know, have a nice run and reach Columbus this year?
Yeah. So I think, you know, you basically, you know, try to peak at the right time. I think that's the secret sauce to the whole, you know, high school sports as a whole, but specifically in softball, you want to make sure that you're always taking steps in the right direction so that when the, you know, postseason gets here, you're able to be at our best. And that's something that we are, you know, focusing on. You know, you hate to be the cliche 1% better every day, but it's true. I mean, you've got to be better tomorrow than we were yesterday, and that's going to be, you know, that's the way we preach it. And we try to find, you know, just small little things that we can improve on. And that could be, you know, specific fundamentals, or that could be in between the ears and the mental game. There's so many different parts to it. And, you know, recovery is a big part. And so we just continue to try to, you know, get the most out of our players. And they really buy into all that. And it's been, you know, a proven thing for us. And I think that this group has, you know, really got a chance to do something special.
Spending time here on the wave4.com hotline, Coach Alan Bailey, head coach of the Jefferson Dragons softball team. Coach, speaking of, you know, just how you guys have kind of built things, talk about the importance for you, your program, in regards to the slow pitch season and how that's played a role in helping you all develop this team and your program.
I think that's a great thing to kind of plug in here, because, you know, it gives us the opportunity in the springtime to really work on our defensive side of the ball. And, you know, we're seeing that really pay dividends, you know, in the fall and the fast pitch side, because we've had all these reps and we have them together, and it's a group that they have, you know, been playing together. And so anytime that you're able to get that extra work in, whether it be slow pitch or fast pitch, the defensive things don't change. And, you know, more importantly, the dugout, the clubhouse, the camaraderie, all of that team chemistry is such a huge piece in the game of softball. And being able to, you know, start that in February and, you know, basically go straight through into the summer and getting a lot of those defensive reps, but more importantly, just being together and playing together, that's paid off huge for us.
That's awesome. Well, Coach, thank you for a couple of minutes of your time. I always like to shine a light on what's going on up there with the Jefferson Dragons, and I want to wish you all good luck not only tomorrow night but throughout the stretch of the season.
Yes, sir. Well, thank you so much for all that you do, and anytime you want to come up to J-Town, you just give us a shout, man.
I definitely got to make that hike, man. It's been a minute, so I got to put that on the calendar for this year.
Sounds great. Thanks a lot, man.
All right. Thanks, Coach.
All right, and again, that's Coach Alan Bailey, Jefferson Dragons softball team, and like I said, they are off to a fantastic start at 9-1, and I do got to make my way up there. It's tricky now producing for Dukes and Bell, man. Like, softball during the week, they typically start 5:30, and I'm off at 6, so it's gonna be tough. I'll have to catch some Saturday action, because this part of the year, a lot of tournaments, things of that nature. All right, on the other side of this thing, yeah, we gonna get to the gridiron. McEachern Indians off to a 2-0 start, man. See what they did in the opener? We're going to talk about that and more with head coach Kareem Reed. It's all coming up right here on Prep Sports Nation Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When it comes to high school sports, we got it on lock.
It's everywhere, dude.
This is Prep Sports Nation with JB and Lewis.
Presented by Ingles. Low prices, love the savings. On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Available everywhere on the Odyssey app, live in the Kia studio. Welcome to Prep Sports Nation. I am your host, Damian Day-Day Lewis. At the D Lewis for real at 929 The Game for all your social needs. And at PS_Nation_ on the X. Final segment of the show coming up in just a couple of minutes. You'll hear my conversation with the McEachern Indians head coach, Kareem Reed. Indians off to a 2-0 start. Very impressive wins. Getting it done both sides of the ball, respectively, in each of the wins. So you'll hear that conversation with him as they get ready for a big rivalry matchup, throw records out the window, all that good stuff. They face off against Marietta. Marietta, a team, and you'll hear it in the conversation with Coach Reed. They're in a position very similar to where Coach Reed found himself along with the Indians when he first took over at McEachern, as they have a new head coach there at Marietta. So all that coming up in that conversation. And then real quick, what am I looking forward to? Well, I already told you. Headed to Colorado. So, yeah, fortunately for me, the high school sports coverage this week kind of concluded kind of yesterday, I guess you could say, when I went to the Holy Innocents volleyball game, because tonight wasn't able to get out to anything tonight because I had to get home and get prepared for the first show back for the new season. Man, had to take care of business. So heading out to Colorado tomorrow after I get done with Dukes and Bell for the Georgia Tech Colorado game, Georgia Tech opening their season. So shout out to the Yellow Jackets. I got to do that because obviously, A, they're from the A. My wife ran cross country and track there. And we got Coach Brent Key joining Dukes and Bell tomorrow at 5:20. So make sure you tune in for that. Looking forward to making this trip out there. And like I said, it was a trip that wasn't sure if it was going to even happen just because of how they moved it from Saturday to Friday. And then we had to wait to see if our son was going to make the varsity football team or if he was going to be JV. He ends up making the team. But then we thought we weren't going to be able to go. But then his schedule comes out and they actually had an early bye. So they're off on Friday. So it all worked in our favor. So we get to go see the game. So looking forward to that. And honestly, I'm going to try to get to a lot of college games. Got to bring my girl Noelle into the show before we get to Coach Kareem Reed, because I feel like it's been a minute. No, what? Maybe what? Mid? Was that with you when I did the kind of one-off? Or was I with Sonny?
Yeah, I think that
back
was,
in mid-July?
Yeah,
around,
I think that was me and you. Yeah.
It
was
so,
July the last time.
So we're back full go here. Obviously, when Hawks and get going, you know, there may be some times where we're off, but we'll have the podcast. But, yeah, man, we get to rock and roll for a few weeks, man.
Yeah.
Now, are you going to try to get out to some college games this year?
I'm going to try to do better at going to go see my alma mater. West Georgia's D1 now. So I'm going to go watch the growth of West Georgia's D1 program. I'm going to try to get up there a couple times this season. I think Sam's already beat me up there last year. I didn't get up there last year. So I'm going to try to catch at least 2 or 3 games.
They have their own stadium now, right? Because they used to play at Carrollton, correct?
When I got there in 2008, yes, we had a stadium.
You had a stadium. That was the first year of it, or?
Actually, when I got there, that was the first year we had the road to the stadium. So we had a stadium
with
no road from campus that took us there.
Oh, wow.
And then in 2008,
how did you get to this?
You had to go, you had to leave off campus to go on the main street on Jefferson Drive and then go up and then around. Yeah, so.
Wow.
So when we got there in 2008, there was a direct route from campus
to the stadium.
That's
crazy.
We're watching the growth. We're watching the growth.
Hey, man, listen, y'all be right behind Kennesaw State, and you know what I'm saying. Y'all be right behind them in a minute. Shout out to Coach Jerry Mack too. He actually joined Dukes and Bell as they get ready for their opener. Is they're going to travel to take on Wake Forest. I think are they tomorrow?
That's a big game.
Yeah. Is it tomorrow or Friday? I
want to
say. Yeah, you know what? After listening to him. You know, I don't, you know, this is a high school show, so I don't want you high school kids doing anything you shouldn't be doing. But if I was a wagering person.
Okay, I hear what you're saying.
You know what I mean?
I see what you're saying.
You know what I mean?
They're ready to go. Okay.
It's, you know, I don't know. It's one of those things.
Noted.
Because it's always going to happen.
Yeah.
Every year, somewhere, someone, right?
And you feel like it's this first game where you really got a shot to, like, shock the world.
Yeah, exactly. And they got a new coach situation going on over there at Wake Forest. So, you don't know. You know, I mean, so he's got some transfers up here at Kennesaw State. So, I mean, I'm just saying. Don't do anything you shouldn't be doing, kids. That's all. That's all I'm going to say. All right, let's get to our conversation with Coach Kareem Reed. Like I said, McEachern Indians off to a one heck of a start at 2-0, man. And just impressive. It's easy to, you know, I shouldn't say easy. Being 2-0 is one thing, but it's how you do it sometimes that can really open eyes of people. And honestly, and we'll talk about this after you hear the interview, but that was one thing that I took note of heading into their season opener, something that a lot of people were like, this should have been happened. This should have happened before this game. So we'll talk about that after you hear the conversation. And here it is, Coach Kareem Reed, McEachern Indians.
And we'll head out to the wayforward.com hotline where Coach Reed joins us now. Coach, first off, I want to say thank you for taking some time out of your day to join us here on Prep Sports Nation on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Congratulations to you and the guys on the start of another season. But for you, Coach, I know the opener was, you know, it's more about the team and what you all were able to accomplish. But, you know, when things settled in for you, what was the feeling of getting that first Corky Kale win under your belt?
It felt great, man. Obviously, we've been in this since I've been here the past 2 years. We were in that event and came up a little bit short. And so to finally get over the hump and get a win coming out of, you know, that weekend felt great. You always want to start fast, like we tell our players, you know, both on the field and obviously in the record book. So coming out 1-0 and just building that confidence from week 1 to week 2 was great, was big time.
All right, and speaking of that, 2 games in, like you said, coming off, you're off to a 2-0 start. What stood out most to you in these first 2 contests?
You know, honestly, man, I'm really proud of our physicality, the way that we've dominated the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball, both offensively and defensively. We've been able to run the ball down people's throat pretty good, and our offensive line has really controlled the front, and then defensive line-wise, just defensively, period, we've you know, shut down 2 pretty good offenses and 1 quarterback that's, you know, a big-time player. So, you know, really proud of the way we've imposed our will on people and ran the football and stopped the run.
Yeah, and I'm glad you brought that up. Spending time here on the wayforward.com hotline with Coach Kareem Reed, head coach of the McEachern Indians football team. I was going to ask you, you know, like you said, offensively, week 1, you guys explode for 50 points, then turn around in week 2, and it's the defense pitching a shutout, you know, and it's against, like you said, teams like Walton and North Cobb. Tough opponents like that, how big is it seeing these kind of performances against those type of opponents?
No, obviously it's a confidence booster for our program, for our players. It's just a testament to all the things that we talk about and practice on a daily basis, and our kids took their training to the game. And in those moments when we needed, you know, to make sure that we made plays and execute at a high level, we did. And so, you know, when you play good teams, you want to perform well, because, you know, when you don't, they're going to make you pay, right? And mm-hmm. so for us, we were proud of the way we executed, and the scoreboard kind of took care of itself.
All right, speaking of execution, let's talk about the progression of your run game from week one to week two, especially for senior running back Henry Pullen. He finished with 105 on 16 carries for and a TD in the opener against Walton. Then he racks up 224 this past week with a touchdown against North Cobb. But just how important is it for you to see that type of growth on the ground from week to week?
You know, anytime you can run the football, that's a great feeling, because as we all know, in football, defense and your running game travels, right? And so if you have that formula going for yourselves, you got a chance to really make a deep run in the playoffs and be playing, you know, around late in the season. And so we continue trending that way and running the ball the way we have been the past few weeks. That's only going to, you know, open up opportunities in the pass game, and you know, now the offense will really come full circle and be clicking on all cylinders.
All right, spending time here on the WayForward.com hotline, Coach Kareem Reed, head coach of the McEachern Indians football team, joining us here on Prep Sports Nation, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Coach, this week you take on a Marietta team that, in a couple of ways, they find themselves in a similar place as you all in your first season, as they enter with the new head coach and Coach Cameron Duke, and they're looking for their first win of the season. What's the points of focus for you all as you start to prepare for this one?
Well, it's a rivalry game, right? So mm-hmm. there's not a whole lot that needs to be said, or, you know, no rah-rah speeches needed, because this is an old, you know, old school backyard rival of ours that our kids are well aware of. And so you can throw the records out the window. Those kids are going to come, you know, come ready to play and play hard against us. One, because it's a rivalry, and two, they're trying to knock us off because we're 2-0 and getting all the press clippings. And so we got to make sure we match the intensity from that bunch. And Coach Duke is going to do a good job there. He's a good coach. It just be a matter of time before, you know, the records for them will reflect, you know, the type of coach that he is.
All right, and like you said, a lot of tradition and history between your two programs. Last one, Coach, before I let you go, as you guys look to continue rolling, man, what are going to be some of the keys to success to keep the train on the track for the Indians?
You know, just more of the same, consistency. We talk about, you know, just trusting the process and stacking good days and letting the end result take care of itself. So I think we have really good practice habits. Our structure, I think, in our process, the way we get the game day is elite. In my opinion, I think we do a really good job of being efficient and intentional about how we do things. And so as long as we continue to do those things and, you know, stack good days, I think the results will continue to turn in our favor.
Awesome, Coach. Thank you for the time today, man, and definitely want to wish you good luck, not only this week, but throughout the duration of the season. Appreciate you joining us on the show.
All right, thank you.
All right, and again, that was head coach Kareem Reed, McEachern Indians football team. Now, what's interesting is going into the season, they were a team that no one, but when you kind of looked across the landscape of, you know, and I personally, I don't like to do the high school rankings and things of that nature, but when it comes down to the conversation of who'd win that 6A classification, they weren't in those conversations. And so they've immediately kind of turned the attention to them with how they've come out and picked up these. And again, North Cobb and Walton are not slouch programs. Like, so for them to pick up the wins as impressive as they did against both of those opponents, if they can, you know, and obviously just like with any and every sport at every level, if they can stay healthy, McEachern very well could find themselves, you know, in Mercedes-Benz Stadium again at the end of the season. So we'll definitely be keeping our eye out on them. And like you say, they'll have their hands full on Friday, because regardless of the fact that Marietta has no wins, that rivalry, that tradition between those two, it won't matter. Marietta's coming to get theirs. And so this is the one time where I'm like, dang, I know I'm going to the Colorado Georgia Tech game, but sure enough, wish I could be here to see that one. So anyway, thanks to Coach Reed. Thanks to Coach Alan Bailey
of the Jefferson Dragons for spending some time as well. And thanks to all the coaches and student athletes that you heard throughout the show that I got a chance to catch up with this past week. And again, even though coverage will be a little light, obviously holiday weekend and Monday, no one will be in action. But interviews will be lined up and in full effect next week when we come back for the show next week. So looking forward to bringing you more great stuff and insight on what's going on in the world of high school sports right here in the great state of GA. Noel, thank you for popping in and rocking with your boy, and we'll do this again next week. I'm Damian Day-Day Lewis. This is Prep Sports Nation Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app. See ya.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.